So I'm inside a busy coffee shop on a Saturday morning, seeing all kinds of people. Some racing to get that first cup of Java, friends catching up. But I noticed a group of women in the corner, laptops open, and hardly anyone was speaking.
Time to get some work done.
That's Lena Levine, and she's the founder of the Buffalo chapter of Girl Develop It. It's a national nonprofit organization, and though it has a focus on women, anyone who's interested in coding and game development is welcome.
So we do a lot of beginner classes, like HTML, CSS, intro to the web concepts, intro to JavaScript.
Last year, women made up 22% of the people making video games. Doesn't sound too impressive, but according to a recent study by the International Game Developers Association, that was actually double the 11.5% of females in the field in 2009. It's taken us a while to get here. Elizabeth Canis is a member of Girl Develop It, and she says when she was a kid moving all the way from Colombia, South America, to the Bronx, girls weren't into technology.
I didn't even know what technology was. No idea.
And when she thought she'd figured it out, she really hadn't.
When I decided I needed to choose a career, I'm like, I'm going to be a programmer. What I thought programming was learning Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, PowerPoint.
Being female in a male-dominated industry has been described as a double-edged sword. Eloise Oizan teaches game design and development at Rochester Institute of Technology.
We've made progress, but we still have a long way to go, a very long way to go. Now, the number of women who actually play games is 50%.
She's optimistic about the future of women in the industry, but isn't celebrating just yet.
The first woman in this situation, the first brown person in this situation, and all of a sudden you have to be not just competent, you have to be more than competent, you have to be super adjective it is in that context because you're representing everybody else.
Oizan remembers a time when breaking into the industry as a woman felt impossible. She says the barriers helped her develop a tough skin.
It sort of needs to be there in the front wave. That's the avant-garde. That's the front guard. But then the people who come behind, they're the ones who can sort of smooth things over, and then that's the point where things start getting synthesized.
Still, Girl Develop It trots forward, with more classes on coding, gaming, and mobile apps in the works.
After several years, it's going to... Just the whole environment will improve. And once we get more women into the workforce, and we'll create more role models.
For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, WBFO News.